cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And I believe it's August 29th, 2007. Please check into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and sentientsentinel.eu for more programs, more previous and past shows, and blurbs, as I call them, educational talks, which you can download for free. And there's also transcripts, which you can get free as well, downloaded from the Alan Watt Sentient Sentinel site.eu in different languages. Today, people tend to get hyped up over what the media is telling them to worry about, because that's what we're told to do, is really worry about things which technically are either out of our control or won't happen at all or may happen. And if you look at all the catastrophes that could happen, you could write billions of books and stack the shelves and all the science fiction shelves and bookshelves in the stores forever and ever. We find, for instance, the Pentagon is getting us all hyped up that war is inevitable with Iran, like it's a big secret, right? But they've been telling us this since the 1990s, in the Project for a New American Century, when they published their agenda for the Middle East. And yet, we, the people across the world, have no say in this agenda because it was planned, as I say, long ago. We don't have the power to dissuade them. They're an entity unto themselves. They don't follow the public opinion. They do create public opinion, mind you, when they want you to side with them on behalf of a war. That's quite easy to do. You just pull out the brass bands, play the indoctrinated music that you respond to, like Pavlovian's dog, and bring out the emblems and drape yourself in the emblems of the country. Very tribalistic system that we live in, and the guys at the top know how to use it. In Scotland, it's the bagpipes. They pull out the bagpipes, and before you know it, you'd follow the Pied Piper anywhere. It's just a conditioned response. In England, it's the Royal Marines and their bands, and it's very similar in the U.S., same old techniques, and it applies. It actually works very well on 18, 19-year-old young men. So war with Iran, they say, is inevitable. And we're being given a declaration, a form of a warning, to get used to the idea of it. And I notice they always start this at winter is coming on. Winter will be coming on, and then, of course, the oil prices will go up for the heating back home in the colder areas of Europe and America. And it's traditional, this now. It's so predictable, it becomes boring. It's repetitive, like a repeat program you've seen before and before and before. And that's what we're living it through. And that's what's supposed to be called life, this repetitive program to watch this agenda unfurl. An agenda they published twice in the 1990s. And people still think that politics has a lot to do with it, and that your politicians have a lot to do with it. A parallel government runs this whole agenda. A parallel government which they set up and wrote about. Margaret Thatcher talked about it openly in her world tour. The tour was called the New World Order. And she said, we had to set this up because there are too many conflicting parties in society to get anything done. Too many peoples with irreconcilable differences. Therefore, they would do it all for us. And that's what they've been doing, step by step, quietly. I'll be back in a few moments after these messages.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back here with Cutting Through the Matrix. And what a matrix it certainly is. It's so deceptive and multi-layered. It's very difficult for the ordinary person to get through, especially those who are just waking up, because they're being touched personally by the changes that are happening in their own lives now. That's when most people start to get uneasy and know something is wrong. They just don't know the facts. They don't know the history behind this. They see what's put in front of them to see, and they don't know it anymore. It's not an easy thing. The first thing they do, actually, is to try and get back the old system, because that's what they're used to. You're used to being in that field, that sheep field, with all the other sheep around you behaving the same way. It makes you feel comfortable. And suddenly you see it's changing. There's the black sheeps there with they've got the different uniforms on, and they've got machine guns in your streets, and you're told to obey them when you go to get a train, or you get into a taxi in some countries, or you want to get in the subway or an airplane. You see these different sheep around you, and what you do to change people's behavior is to change the environment around them. if the guards weren't there, you'd feel much easier and freer. You wouldn't have the little worries that you'd normally have when you see them, because men with machine guns are rather intimidating. They don't smile much either. They're kind of like the guards at Buckingham Palace. They don't smile much at all, and they do expect to have instant obedience when they tell you to do something. So you are being trained to obey overt authority, force, in other words, through the rest of your life, in fact, because this is going to go on for the next 100 years, according to Mr. Rumsfeld. This war could last 100 years, and at the end of it, they want their brave new world, the Huxleyan world that he wrote about, Aldous Huxley, where you'd be purpose made for your task. You won't have the ability to cause problems down the road for your elite handlers. You won't be an individual, in fact. You won't be able to think like an individual. The very structure of the brain that you'll have will be completely different. But in the meantime, you have to go down this road where they want you ID'd and they want you eventually chipped and tracked. It's a step-by-step program. Once the chipping takes place and new children are born into the next generation, they will grow up thinking this is all quite natural, including the next step that will occur in their lives when purpose-made humans are actually created and put in amongst them to take over the work. When you look at the big building projects going on worldwide, you'll see that the big builders are not worried about a war with China. They're not worried about the Russians. They're doing projects now, building projects that will take 15, 20, 30 years. That tells you that they're not panicking about the future. And of course they're not. They're building the next system to take over from this one in the future. And it will be a time of chaos for peoples within every country as the changeover occurs. The changeover from the moneyed system that you know, you buy and you sell, the changeover from picking your own mate, that will eventually go. The changeover from purchasing the energy supplies you need, including food, is going to be altered, and they want to eventually put everything through the United Nations, all food, water, and energy resources, all the things that you need to sustain your life and your families, are going to come through the United Nations. The food supply is to be basically rationed out by the United Nations. Look into the Department of Agriculture, look into past previous speeches that have been given there. And they say that the populations will be kept in check by the heads of each nation or state or region, as they put it. And it's your problem if you go over your population quota. You'll have to starve some to death or kill them in some other way. That's the bare bones facts, folk, and it's not nice. It's not nice, it's not pleasant, but that's the truth. And this kind of stuff has been written about, published by these organizations and the United Nations since before I was even born. You see, we're trying to catch up here, and that's what's causing the panic with most people. They have never known that the reality that they believe in so much, the reality that they're terrified of losing, was never theirs at all. It was a temporary phase that served the elite as they moved their agenda forwards, as they trained you to relax and sit and be downloaded by television comedies and movies. They were training you all through your lives to accept big changes, the big changes that are coming. They're coming very shortly. And they haven't given you any avenue of complaint. There are no complaint departments in this big world structure. Try complaining to the Pentagon and see how far you get, or the British Department of Defense, or the head of NATO. You see, we have no say in any of this. And these organizations, which really took over power big time during World War II and then during the Cold War, are a super government. They're over government. They're so secretive that politicians can't demand answers from them either. That's the reality of it. And your vote means nothing to them. In Britain, at least a lot of people there, because of the centuries of history and abuse and misuse of the people and wars, endless wars, at least a lot of the public there still retained the memory of this establishment, as they call the real government, the old moneyed people, those who live in and around London area. But in the Americas, you've been given a fiction. You've been sold a fiction for a long, long time. Hollywood even put movies out, documentary movies. One's called Hollywoodism. Have a look at it. The biggest producers you can name from the big studios tell you that they gave you your culture. They rewrote your histories and sold it to you in a fictional form, which now becomes reality to you. That's the sad news. Before Hollywood came up, the United States was like most other European countries. It was a mixture of European peoples, some of whom were segregated from other people. Some even settled into cities, and from the Dutch or the German. There were lots of German. And then there was the Irish, and then there were the Scottish areas. And they retained part of that culture up until around World War I, when Hollywood came into being. And its first main movies really were to do with propaganda. That's the purpose of the movie industry and the entertainment industry. England was the forerunner for mind control, like the Tavistock Institute came up with at the beginning of World War I. It could be found that radio, even radio, could alter people's behavior and perceptions on things. They used radio to give daily serials, they called them. Serial is from Monday, Tuesday, down through Friday. As a play that's broken up into parts, and you've got to tune in the next day to find what happened, and they leave you with, after 1 hour every day, with a cliffhanger, and you are sure to tune in to find out what happened to the hero. That's behavior modification. You've altered your behavior by even tuning in, because I'm sure you would have something else to do if you didn't. Television came in big time into Britain in the 50s, and it was a mandate by the government to have televisions in everyone's homes by 1960. They bought up hundreds and thousands of used televisions from the United States. They bought them cheap. They reconditioned them. And the Dare Company, which of course is red backwards, were the ones that were allowed to pass them out. And the public were allowed to pay them up on higher purchase, because folk didn't have credit cards then. That was the first thing they were allowed to do on higher purchase. If you had no collateral, they'd make sure you got a television anyway, and you could pay a few shillings per week to keep it. The BBC was the only outlet at that time for many years of propaganda, movies, and news. Therefore, it was well under the control. George Orwell tried to warn us about this because he worked for the BBC during World War II. His job, as he said himself, was to try and convince the British housewife that all these cheap meat cuts they were getting at the butchers was somehow healthier than the stuff they'd had before. In other words, to warp a reality upside down, sell them cheap junk that used to be thrown out, and tell them it was better for them, and to give them new menus to cook by, etc. That's what his job was, and he saw from the inside how propaganda could alter the perceptions and the behavior of people who listened simply to the radio every day. We fail to realize this, that as I say, if you want to alter the behavior of people, you simply alter the environment around them. Other schools of psychology try to deal with the individual person when there's problems, and their job is to get you back into the very system that broke you down in the first place. That's what they call getting you back and healthy again, back into the mainstream, even though the mainstream is the very cause you broke down. That's the function of psychiatry and psychology, to get you back into a crippled, deviant system that bust you in the first place. You have to look at things from many, many different angles to come up with the real answers, because we live in a matrix, a multi-leveled matrix of mind control, massive mind control and manipulation from birth, and most folk live to the very end, never, ever knowing. I'll be back after these messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, I'm back, Alan Watt with Cutting Through the Matrix. Just telling you a little bit about the multi-leveled system we're in and how difficult it is for the person at the bottom to figure it out, since he turns around to the people nearest to him and blames them. It's so easy to do. They say that there are nine above and nine below all the hierarchies, with us in the middle. That's how many levels are above and below, each one separate from the other, through layers of security clearances, etc. So the ones at the top are the only ones who understand what's really going on. I think we have Harley in Michigan on the line. Are you there, Harley?
Yes, Alan. Good evening. How are you this evening?
Not so bad.
Good, good. You know, I want to agree with you about what you were saying. Kind of thought about Jack Satali's book, Millennium, Winners and Losers. And I like the chapter where he talked about the microchipping. And then he further, and as you go along in the book, he also talked about how you need to curve off some of the things that you enjoy. So in that book, I think he gave a lot of insight detail on what's really going on. And I'm going to hang up, and I was wondering if you could elaborate on that. Alan, have a good night.
Thank you. Yes, Atali was the man that everyone went to see in France when they went to see Mitterrand, President Mitterrand. They had to go through Attali to get to him, because Attali was really the top man, and he's now working at the United Nations headquarters. He wrote about the downfall of America and how it was planned, basically, and how they said the vast hordes would come up from Latin America and devastate the south of the U.S., and after a generation or two, after all the commotion and destruction has died down, that most of the U.S. would end up being a Spanish-speaking populace. He knew the agenda because he worked in the big think tanks. He took part in the big think tanks that planned and drew all this up. And he also was one of the main leaders for the European Union. So he knew the format. But yeah, he knew about the chipping and how when they took down borders, they still needed total control of information over every individual soul. And for a borderless world, they'd have to literally chip every single individual and keep track of them, know where they were at all times and who they were meeting with and ultimately what they were even saying to people. Their banking would also be included in this chip, and he wrote about that in other articles as well. So the card or the chip, the card is only the precursor to train you to accept the next step. They don't seem all quite natural in a progression, but the card itself is admitted to that's coming shortly has enough storage space in the active chip to do all your bank transactions, and that will be the only one you'll be allowed to use down the road. And the chipping will be mandatory eventually, so that when you cross borders, all you'll have is a machine there anyway that registers you passing through. They don't really care in the next few years where you come from or go to, as long as that you're in the system and paying taxes and working and being a happy little slave. That's all they really care about. There's nothing, in fact, for the next 50 years that they haven't written about at some level or other, and often put these books in your library where no one will read them. And legally, they've told us where they're taking us. The big building projects are going on for the NAFTA superhighway are going on at a war-like pace, night and day, 7 days a week, through the winter, too, in Canada. They're actually shoveling snow in the winter to clear these roads as they blast them and blast through rocks and mountains. This has never been done before, this kind of high-powered race to get this accomplished. It's a must-be, as they say, because once the hullabaloo is over and the borders start coming down, once we've all got our ID card, then the borders themselves will come down and there'll be massive flows of people from Latin America looking for the streets paved with gold. And they won't find them, of course. The gold's left the country a long time ago. But that's how it's done. The big builders are always building huge new projects, always planning way ahead, like a huge business plan. And that's all it is. It's a huge business plan that goes on forever, with us and every generation being trained to do their part in it, never really knowing how it's going to turn out. We're meant to simply sit back and be entertained every night when we come back from work and drink your beer, watch your sports, and zonk out. Take your downloading from the news, believe what they say, and use that for your topics of conversation the following day. That's what Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about in Between Two Ages and the Grand Chessboard. He also talked about stuff that no one's talking about right now, is the technotronic warfare or psychotronic warfare that was ready to go back in the 1970s using the HARP technology that could literally bathe a whole continent with specific scalar wave pulsation and affect the mood and the behavior of every person inside the country. Well, that's been happening. There's even been lawsuits launched against the U.S. government by Maine because they found out they were being the guinea pigs for the scalar weaponry and the testing of it. We live in a very, very different world than the one the major media will tell you about. And I'll tell you more about this when I come back after the following break.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Nice folks. Alan Watt back again with Cutting Through the Matrix and talking about the scalar technology that's being used now in conjunction with the heavy spraying across the sky, something again that people tend not to talk about much, even on radio and the Patriot stations. And yet, until this spraying above us is stopped completely, it doesn't bode well for us at all, because the chemicals in the spray is really targeting humans in a big way. Never mind the bronchial infections. That's only one side effect of this. Part of the purpose of scalar weaponry is to basically make the atmosphere a better circuit for the HARP technologies to use. That's why they use barium particles and aluminum oxide particles, amongst others. Is all to make the atmosphere a superconductor, and they can then broadcast the HARP pulsation with a secondary wave carried on the first one, the primary, and this is meant to affect your mood or your behavior. And the odd thing is, I've noticed when they're spraying very, very heavily, people from all over, not just the world, but see mainly in North America and Europe, when they'll all call me about the same day or within a couple of days, and they're all either depressed or they're elated or fairly happy. But it's a generality I've noticed amongst people now. It's becoming more common. So mood swings, which are one of the first side effects that you will see with the harp at a certain frequency, is becoming prevalent. This is written into the Treaty on Weather Warfare at the United Nations. It's worth looking up to see what they've written into that. All of the effects, including the earthquakes, the tsunamis, droughts or floods, or even hurricane creation or tornadoes, is all written into that treaty, written in the 1970s, which meant it had already been tried and tested for them to write all of that in. But definitely the mind control aspect is rather scary. A few nights ago, I watched one of the new normals now. We get new normals all the time, and it must be normal because no one else talks about it. And that was to watch the sky at night with this strange lightning effect with no noise, no thundering noise. And from north to south, it was as though someone was just rippling their fingers down a piano from top to bottom and all over again. And that's the strobe type effect you get with scalar weapon technology being used, and it's being used on the people. Brzezinski, in Between Two Ages, put a chapter called The Technotronic Era, where psychotronic, that's mind and electronics combined, basically, will affect everybody within the continents for control purposes. And I think it's being done, to be honest with you, because people for quite some time now are not responding to the things around them in their environment as they should. Now, I think there's Eric in Nebraska called in. Are you there, Eric? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Alan?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Alan, this is a question a little bit off topic tonight, but I think you're the person who could help me. I've been trying to figure out how the very first king got the job as being a king, or the first ruler. I mean, going back farther back than Egyptian times when they had Ra, going back further than Sumeria. How did it all start where there was that key leadership position? And do you have any idea about how that might have come about?
Well, the general theory they give in universities is that an opposing tribe would clash at certain times over food in times of scarcity, and the biggest man, in fact, would be chosen to be a leader. He's more intimidating, etc. And during his little reign, during the time of strife, he would be looked up to for advice, etc. Then once the little skirmish was over, he got accustomed to having a little bit more than the rest and got accustomed to having all the goodies. That's what they claim, anyway. However, there's an occultic side behind it as well, because king comes from Cain, and kingu all comes from the same root word, including Cain also used to be the term for a ruler. The ruler that you use in school was made of Cain, you see? It was a measurement. So it goes back to a much ancient system, more ancient system of builders, again, to do with measurement, rulership. You measure by using the ruler, and you have a Cain. It became king in Kingu. Sar is another term that they used in the Middle East for it as well. So it's an occultic language, in fact, going down through the millennia that still carries on today, which doesn't surprise me, since you look at the same emblems that they use in the nobility of Europe, and the same emblems that were used in coats of arms thousands of years ago. They try and say that it was all brought up during the Middle Ages. They invented the coats of arms, but that's so far from the truth, it's laughable. They've found coins from 800 BC and before, well, around 800 BC when coins came in, with coats of arms of the particular kings, and they're always predators. It's always a lion or an eagle or something like that,
right?
Because they were the predators. So I don't know if that helps you or not.
But we are going back, you know, pre-Egyptian times. Because the strongman theory wouldn't account for the intellect of the leader. It would only account for, you know, their strength and no one challenging them, but there had to be brain power.
Even in those days, they didn't need too much intellect. Physical strength was intimidating, and once you had the leaders, and this is the key to all this in history, once you had the leaders, the big men in all the big tribes, intermarrying with their daughters, etc., then the whole process of inbreeding started. And the priesthoods, which were always there in the early days, it was shamans in one form or another, would keep track of who was breeding with who until you get to the stage of Sumer and then later Egypt, where they actually married their own sisters to keep this particular quality in the family. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, it's tremendously interesting. And even the kings and queens that have dug up from Sumer are very interesting, because we find that they wore wigs of the people they ruled over, the black-haired wigs, but they themselves were blonde or red-haired. That's an interesting little fact. You go into the Egyptian tombs and look at even the aristocracy around the pharaohs. They were often painted with green or blue eyes, and they found that the black woven wigs made by the local people, that they wore during the day when they were showing themselves to the public. There's a thing here that goes back and even into Aryan times to do with the blonde, the ancient blonde people, almost an albino, that swept through areas of the northern parts of the Middle East and then eventually into India. They were very proud of being ultra white, almost albino. And that's where the whole concept of the Aryan race came from. Hitler was fascinated by that, as was Goering and a few other ones, and Himmler. They tried to trace their roots back to what they thought was the Aryan race, people who were highly skilled in war, very aggressive, almost merciless, in fact. And in the Old Testament, you'll find they called them the Hurrians at one point. In the Greek, they called them the Troglodytes. The Troglodytes, those who lived within caves, within mountains, very pale skin. And the supposed tribe of Manasseh interbred with them to the north and became very warlike and fierce and even turned upon the people of Israel, according to their legends. So we'll never know how much is truth or fiction or partly truth or myth. We do know that there were definitely a race of people who ruled over other peoples but did not interbreed with the ones they ruled over, much the same as the European royalty. They never marry into the ordinary stock which they rule over. They only marry each other. And from the most ancient times up until really the 1600s, we don't realize that in Europe, when a king married a foreign queen, often the whole country was put down as her dowry, and millions of people were handed over as property and all the land when they got together. That's what really happened not so long ago. Not so very long ago at all. And here we find, lo and behold, Professor Carol Quigley in his book, The Anglo-American Establishment, telling us that the next system that's coming in, it's already here, is a regurgitation of the feudal system, with the top CEOs being the feudal overlords. Now, I think there's Kirk in California. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Alan?
Not so bad.
Good, good. It's an honor to talk to you. I have a question for you. Who or has there been any obstacles in history that have conflicted against this agenda, like certain people that have come out in history that have actually managed to modify it at all?
I don't think so, to be honest.
Or groups, or, you know.
Well, there's always been groups that will spring up spontaneously and are often put down very swiftly if they're a threat to the ruling establishment. In fact, again, the history primarily of Europe was ferocious to do with how they kept control over the public, especially since the Norman invasion. Before the Normans, there were Saxons and various Germanic peoples in Britain. And in fact, the language was basically a Germanic language. And we know that they thoroughly resented being taken over by this new Norman brotherhood, really, with their old system that really goes all the way back to the ancient Middle East. We find Scotland was one of the main countries that rebelled and fought them off. Scotland fought off the Romans. It was the only country the Romans could not conquer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And even the defeats that Scotland had were mainly just uprisings of few clans. Scotland's biggest defeat was to be given away in marriage to royalty, from one royal to another. And we find that they put up some of the biggest shows, so did good parts of Ireland as well, rebelling against this particular system. People think in Ireland it's just Protestants against Catholics, and it wasn't just that at all. There were many Protestants fought, even in the early IRA uprisings, because they did not want this this feudal British rule that was very, very ancient from taking over their lifestyles.
Well, yeah, they definitely portray it as it's the Protestants against the Catholics when it comes to Ireland. That seems to be the company line, if you will, I guess.
Yes, and they did definitely try and stir that up, because they think if they can get people fighting amongst each other, they sit back and laugh and manage the strife very well. It's the same in the Americas. I've noticed even amongst what they think are the patriot movements, the lines are being drawn as to who you're supposed to hate and kill and who's behind it. And that's typical strategy as you all go down the sewer pipe together, strangling the wrong people, because the ones above you are the guys. These are international families, very, very old families. And if you want to know a lot of their names, just look into who was on the Mayflower. May is a very important time for this occultic group.
Yeah, they certainly want us fighting amongst each other. I wonder if there's any agent provocateurs in this movement, too. I would imagine they try to plant some just to cause.
Some have come out and shown themselves. Colonel Bo Greitz was one of the best ones. He was on the shortwave programs for years, collecting names of all the people and being a good Mason, because he could give them all the Masonic clues on his little talks. And then after 9/11, just when he got off shortwave radio a few months before, after being on it for years on the congressional steps on national television, he was shown talking to a reporter, and he said, "I think it was those crazy patriot types that listened to shortwave radio and and believe in black helicopters." So
you got to wonder what he did with all those names they collected, huh?
Oh, well, I'm sure. It was so funny because he was telling them that as a member of the militia, which everyone could be, just send your name to the Department of Defense, and they'll give you an old Garand rifle from World War II.
Right, there you go. Something that's going to be worthless or blow up in your hands.
Yeah, well, at least they've got you monitored there, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the article. It was in Orlando, out of one of the television stations. They were talking about U.S. troops being deployed to the Washington, D.C.
Actually, they rotate them to there anyway. They're always rotating them. They've been under heavy surveillance for a while in Washington, and protection really since 9/11 happened.
Well, this one's kind of interesting because this isn't actually an armored division.
Yeah,
artillery.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, because they're going to start the next step towards Iran.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way to me, that there's some really big things going on in the United States right now, and I'm just amazed, because I talk to as many people as I can about these subjects, and I try not to be too pushy, but I am passionate about this, and I can see the writing on the wall, especially just all you got to do is read history. Mm. That's what I always tell people. I mean, this is not some conspiracy theory. All you have to do is read history.
Theory.
It's right there. It's fast
it's right
for
there.
You.
Yeah, everything is in the open now if you want to see it. And the main thing is not to be stuck down on what's coming immediately next. Look at the long-term thing, and everything suddenly makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what I think gives you a perspective when you definitely look at history and stuff. Well, I know you got other people to talk to. It was a real honor speaking to you, Alan.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there's Robert in Canada. Are you there, Robert? Robert in Canada? Hello? Robert? Robert in Canada? I don't know if I'm still on or if Robert's there, so I'll just keep talking away here. But look at the long-term goals of history, and everything suddenly makes sense to you. See where they're going. Look at the big building projects. Look at all the deals that are being signed for the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years. And you realize your government is not worried about losing any kind of war. either it's the British government or the French or anybody else. They're doing their big long-term plans to deal with a rising population, to do with city planning, the habitat areas. That's going on full steam ahead. And when they stop doing that, then you start worrying, because then you'll know they're running out of things to do, because then they'll know there's something coming up. But in the meantime, don't be waylaid by the immediacy of things. Look at the long-term agenda. Look at the taking over of Iran as the next goal. And they might just very well rush through to Syria without stopping, because they don't want to stop it and then start to get public opinion again for Syria. It's interesting, even looking at George Orwell's 1984, where you had to know who you were fighting because they kept changing your targets every few months. That's how devious this system is. Well, I'll be back after the phone messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows.
I am back. It's Alan Watt coming through the Matrix. And I think we have Robert in Canada on the line. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
Oh, that's great. I just have a quick question for you, Alan. Recently, when you were on Red Ice with Henrik, you mentioned about the book Revelations and the meaning of holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could just expand on that again, please.
Yeah, well, they're always laughing about the little clues that they put into books. Remember that all holy books have been rewritten down through the ages and updated, just like a computer's program, for the times ahead. And the Masons love, or at least the builders in those days, the Rosicrucians, love their little jokes. And they do run by the Kabbalah. They called it the Christian Kabbalah at one time when it came into Britain. They adopted it from the Middle East. And there's different versions, even in Greek. There's a Greek Kabbalah. But 666 is their big number, of course. We know that the name of the beast is 666. And Revelations, if you were to look at it, and you count up the numbers in the Kabbalah for holy, 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 you got 666. So right there it says, who are they worshipping? They're going round in a circle, all the different types of angels, etc. And what it's telling you there is the one that you're worshipping is the beast itself, 666.
That's very interesting. And so many interesting things in the Bible there that I guess have double meanings. Genesis, I believe, does it mean the gene of Isis?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing is very interesting because the high occultic society call their church the mother. They always call it the mother, sometimes Sophia, the goddess Sophia of wisdom.
Right.
And if you look at Osiris and Isis, well, you see Isis is the church and Osiris is the body. That's really what it means.
Mm-hmm.
You belong to the body of it. So the male lineage is supposed to be superior in their view to the female as far as rulership goes, but the female is the carrier of the gene. They call them dollies in the high Masonic circles,
mm-hmm.
and they mate them up. A dolly is a carrier. Benjamin Franklin used that term himself when he belonged to the Hellfire Club in England, and he talked about even the ancestor of Jackie Onassis, because that woman who ran the actual authorized high brothel, that could, it's a breeding brothel, mm-hmm. with women with specialized genes, was the Bouvier, Madame Bouvier, who was a direct ancestor of Jackie Onassis or Kennedy. So they've been breeding selectively down through the ages, and the honor for the high Masonic group who'd served the purpose well was to actually breed with these women.
Wow.
And it was their offspring they were after, offspring of genius coupled with the right carrier of the female.
Well, thanks for answering my question, Alan. You take care.
It's a pleasure.
Okay.
And, yeah, so much is going on all around us all the time. Always has been in every generation. Most people are oblivious to it. They don't really know what's going on, except what's right in front of their noses. And that's what the job of the media is to keep you in a total confusion while this agenda rushes ahead. Always learning, but never knowing. That's it for me tonight, from Hamish and myself. It's good night, may your God or your gods go with you. With research.